The Hunter Show is happening on the 19th and the 20th of March. We're so excited for it. You can get your tickets at theupperhuntershow.com.au. And joining us in the studio is Mark Donaldson. He's running the pavilion. Thanks so much for coming in this morning, Mark.
Not a problem.
Now, there is so much going down at the pavilion. I've just had a look at the website and you've got 10 different sections. What can we expect at the show pavilion this year?
Oh, a lot of entries, I hope. Generally, we get a lot of photography, art from all the schools around, because the Upper Hunter covers from Singleton to Murrundi and out to Mary War. So it's a large area, a lot of schools to cover. Mm-hmm. I now have vehicles so I can drive around and visit the schools, but it's still finding time at the moment.
So kids can paint or they can knit or needlework can be put in as entries for the competitions?
They certainly can. We have a full schools children's handicraft section, and they can enter any of the other sections they like as well.
And even in cooking, or if they're making jams and pickles with mum and dad, they can put those entries in
as
well?
They certainly can. We get jams and pickles from all ages. Just remember, use a steel pot. Don't use aluminium because it doesn't taste very nice.
Really?
Yes.
Is that because it's cooking for so long?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, we get a few entries and the judge will taste it and she'll just push it away straight away and said they've
aluminium.
Used aluminium.
They know.
Really?
So, Mark, because I'm a real foodie.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So I've got some questions about this. What happens to all the food after the show?
The jams and pickles go back to the people that put the entries in.
Oh, so you can't buy them?
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, health regulations.
Oh, that's right. Bloody health regulations.
Harry doesn't want to buy
them. Now it's also COVID.
So. Yeah, true.
Of course.
Harry doesn't want to buy them, though. He just wants to sit there with a spoon and eat them all.
So, and that's the same for cake decorating as well. It goes back to the original decorator?
Yes, it does. But then it's up to them. They can put it into the rubbish or not. But generally all the other cooking, apart from your Christmas cakes and your pound cakes and all that sort of thing, they won't last.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So naturally, really all your scones and your biscuits and everything, they all go in the bin, and we generally take them out to a piggery or someone who takes all the scraps for their animals.
So hang around the bin.
You have to pose as a pig, Harry, to get all
not
the scraps.
Not hard. That's not going to take much.
But fruit cakes, when people enter fruit cakes, because they're so expensive to make, they generally say, we want to take it home. So once the judge has cut it and judged it, we wrap it in cling wrap. So that we don't have flies or...
I don't know why. I'm just always interested in the logistics of what happens behind the scenes with these things. So
The pavilion is a huge effort to put on. So I was talking to you earlier and you said it takes you a couple of weeks to set up.
That's right. We'll be starting as from the 8th of March because the first week is just cleaning everything, cleaning all the stands, cleaning out the pavilion, making sure all the cobwebs and dirt and dust and everything else is gone.
Fine
all
and
the
fresh.
Glass is clean so you can see what's in the stands.
Because it hasn't been used in 2 years because it was cancelled.
Oh, yeah. But it's all been covered up to cut down the amount of dust, but you've still got to clean it all.
Okay, great. So what is your favourite section? Like, do you make jams and pickles yourself or handicraft?
I do. I make, well, let's say my alter ego makes jams and pickles because... Being the show steward, top steward, I can't really enter anything because it's not fair on anybody else.
Oh, so you go under a, that word? A pseudonym?
Yes, I use a pseudonym. I'm not telling you what it is.
This is
great.
Did
we just hear it here first on Power?
This is like the Batman of jams and pickles.
Yes,
and
I know.
We're chatting with Bruce Wayne right now.
And you also, I've entered into Singleton's show and I've been standing there listening to old ladies going... Who is this person? They come in here and they knock us off. I win every year and now she's knocking us off.
Yeah, it's very contentious.
Okay, so it's obviously a female name that you're using.
Yes,
okay.
It's a very competitive sort of thing, especially around the shows.
Okay,
great.
Brilliant.
Thank you so much for chatting with us. Mark Donaldson, running the pavilion at the Upper Hunter Show. You can get your tickets, upperhuntershow.com.au, 19th and 20th of March it's happening. And I can't wait to maybe even sample your secret little jar of pickles as well.
That can be arranged.
Alter ego.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.